Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Jim Nantz, therapy, and wife doesn't like shirts. It's all coming up right after this.
Welcome to the exciting new show where we take celebrities and put them in a high-stress job to see how they do. It's So You Wanna Be an Air Traffic Controller. This week, we've invited famous national radio host Tom Griswold into the control tower. Let's see how he does.
Cactus 1539 is returning back towards LaGuardia.
This is Tower. Cactus, we have you on radar. But hold on, I got to take this. The boys are home with the dogs. It's very complicated.
Yes.
Hello? Uh-huh. Look, I told you, the dogs need to be let outside at least once an hour. You two are going to have to immediately disinfect the entire house. Call Mark. Have him get a crew over there right away.
Cactus 1539 hit birds. We've lost thrust on both hands. We may end up in the Hudson.
Oh, yeah? Well, my son Charlie just lost the remote control for the TV. Speaking of TV screens, these computer screens in here are way too small.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to use these things? Hobbits? Mm-hmm. We'll have to have PJ come over here and make all the fonts about 20 times bigger. Whoever designed this building should be shot. How was anyone supposed to... Wait, what the hell's that?
Tom, it's an emergency. Hit that red button right away.
That one?
Yes.
No way. Not till I get some Lysol or Germex in here. That thing looks filthy. Probably covered with fecal matter and Hanta virus. I'm going to go wash my hands right now.
Tom!
Watch out, Tom. I don't think those buttons have been properly sterilized. Tom is cleaning up the skies on So You Want to Be an Air Traffic Controller.
We can't do it. Unable. We're going to be in the Hudson.
Really? You think you're having a bad day? I've got a million things going on. I have to get over to the gym in 20 minutes. You want to wrap it up, Chatty Cathy? Hello? Well, since this conversation is going nowhere, here's a funny bit from Haywood Banks to take your mind off the crash landing in the water. Oops, wrong button. That's a bass sword. Whoops. That's a phone ring. Sorry about that. Whoops. That's the Homeland Security button to dispatch the F-16 jets.
Don't miss So You Wanna Be an Air Traffic Controller. Coming to a television set near you soon.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we turn back to the sports page. Is that correct?
Yeah, Jim Nantz going to step away from calling the NCAA men's basketball tournament after next year. He will be succeeded by Ian Eagle. Is anyone else having the same problem that I am?
That's not Ian?
No, right, exactly right. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Your name's not Ian.
Didn't the guy from 90210 do that?
Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering. Yeah. You want to be compared to Ian Ziering? Is that what you want?
Is there a reason? Is there some sad story behind that?
Probably. Or? His father was the last Ian, and he carried babies up a hill. And
what a hero.
A hero, yeah.
He's an American hero.
Hey, we really don't want our babies up there.
No, no. He was quite mad. He wanted to put all babies up on a hill. Nantz has been part of the CBS coverage of the tournament since 1986. We've all suffered through it. He was the studio host for 5 years before calling the first Final Four.
I like him, too.
He's an American treasure.
I like him, too.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here's an example of Jim's broadcasting.
Oh, no. He's down, Jim.
That's not him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Jim Nance at his finest. Jim Nance at his finest.
What are they supposed to do? They've got a man down in the field. Is he supposed to go, hey, hope he's dead?
To the brilliant broadcasting of Jim Nance, I believe he says, uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, no. He's down, Jim. Oh, Jim.
That's certainly fair. Certainly a fair analogy. What, you idiot?
He's the most vanilla.
He's terrific.
So he'll still do golf, though?
No, he's going to pull away from golf, too. He wants to be home more with his babies. He's one of those weirdos that had young babies late in life.
He's not. No, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. He's not going to switch over to that live golf thing, is he? Boy, that would be.
I would be more than happy to start that rumor.
That would be.
Look, what would you do? Enough, what would you do?
You have some garbage from $100 billion.
I mean, it's easy to sit here going, okay, we'll give you $75 million for this. What? No, right. My principles are fighting. I wouldn't sign fast enough. Are you nuts? Oh, I heard you're in bed with. Yeah, I really like to talk about it, but
I'm trying to pick a new color for my Gulfstream jet.
My third house I'm buying in San Diego. I really can't decide if I want to.
Well, good luck. Good luck to Jim.
Anyway,
okay.
So, still me, huh? All right, let's go. Are you ready?
Stupid world record.
Nearly 4,000 people gathered in Mexico City to break the Guinness World Record for the largest trampoline fitness class. Come on. Organizers say more than 4,000 people bounced. Not on one big trampoline.
What?
Mini trampoline.
Oh, no. That doesn't count.
I know.
Bogus.
For 45 minutes. But 130 participants were disqualified, leaving the total count.
What
for the record,
loser gets disqualified from that?
3,900.
You can accidentally step off.
So they've got those adjudicators walking around. Okay. Disqualified.
I think we got a bigger problem here.
Uh-oh, what?
I don't know what's going on. But the head of the Mexico City government, Claudia Sheinbaum.
I'm sure she's on the up and up.
Her name's Claudia Sheinbaum.
Hmm.
Good gig. Said the event still broke the previous Guinness World Record. A Guinness adjudicator was on site to verify the record.
Did you see the photographs, though?
No. Why would I look? I fell asleep talking about it.
They sort the classes out by bust size, and right up front, you got those, you know,
I see.
You know, the heavy naturals, Willie.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Willie, you like seeing bouncing? You like seeing
bouncing? Oh, guaranteed. Yeah, yeah,
sponsored by the bounce. What do they make?
Dryer sheets.
Dryer sheets. Oh. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. You want to do a couple minutes on your aversion to dryer sheets?
I don't care for them. They can make your food and your clothes all greasy.
Well, that's not true at all. But...
can't stand them.
And now,
product. Yeah, very.
Now there's another one.
A necessity in my laundry routine.
There's a new Guinness World Record for the largest display of oil lamps.
I am not making this up. The other day I was thinking about getting one of these.
How many genies are involved?
That would make it interesting. Zero. No, this is a spectacular display. It's a beautiful...
You're editorializing. Okay, you should report.
Well, no, people don't understand. It's not just some old man that has 10,000 oil lamps in his garage. This is a spectacle. They light them at night. It lights up an entire set of blocks in a city.
Is this like Entangled when they put the
oh, I love that scene.
The lanterns.
Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous? It's similar. They're not in the air.
They're not in the air. The most interesting part of the whole thing.
Well, that's the most interesting part of that thing.
Yeah, because they float naturally.
There's an aerial shot of how many thousand?
I'd like to see it. I'm looking it up.
I'm looking it up for you.
The new record for the display, I had to scratch out beautiful, because goes to the state of Uttar Pradesh in India. More than 1.5 million oil lamps were lit in one location.
How nice.
On the eve of Diwali, a religious festival of lights.
We all know what Diwali is.
Yeah, celebrated by Hindu Sikhs.
Yeah, there's the beaver, and there's the Eddie Haskell, and there's Diwali. Hey, Diwali just croaked. Do you hear about that, Whitey?
What?
Who were you doing? Who was that?
Lumpy.
Lumpy, okay, yeah. I knew there was another character there.
I can't stand
it. I'm sorry. Oh, Diwali's a religious thing? Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's gorgeous. The photo's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
I got news for you. I'm sorry, but you're never going to be able to fire me. You know that. You know that. I know where all the bodies are buried. Oh, my God.
Hey, Diwali.
That's what he thought of.
I mean, it's a beautiful ceremony. Yeah. There's 1.5 million oil lamps, and apparently this is part of some diversified religious grouping of Sikhs and Hindus and more. I think it's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Maybe, possibly a fire hazard. I say your move, Disney. Let's see you do one of these, huh? Do that at Epcot.
They will, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying in real life.
Yeah. Well, it was the guy that I was, well, oil be.
he's on a roll. Wow. I don't know about you guys. He's on fire.
He's doing the whole show himself over there.
Well, oil be.
Look at this thing.
Is this Lumpy again?
Hang on a second. Who's this guy?
Maybe Australian?
Your voice is as offensive as it is inconsistent.
Therefore, you know what? That's why they think he's not more of a threat.
A larger swath of people.
I defy you to find someone who has done Diwali jokes. I mean, come on.
I don't think you'll find them.
Is this like Christmas in India or something?
If you ever get organized, they're going to come for you.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. And use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Okay, well, I've got a world record, too, over here.
Okay.
I didn't want to take 3 hours to edit the thing. It's so confusing.
Oh, so I couldn't read
You're
it.
You're incapable, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't read it on the fly. It's far too complicated. Yeah. Go ahead, Tom. Show me how it's done.
Michigan or stilts or plate spinning. It'll be.
No, it's pull-ups. Like chin-ups.
All right. How difficult is it to tell us how many pull-ups he did?
Well, because it's really confusing. Because they
underhand, which are easier, or overhand?
That's a chin-up. A chin-up is
under. Chin-up is underhand?
Yes.
Pull-up is pull-up.
Are you sure?
Yes. On a pull-up, the backs of your hands are facing your face.
Exactly. Very hard.
A chin-up, underhand.
A little easier, okay. Yeah.
Underhand.
Two men from Virginia are attempting to beat 2 Guinness World Records.
Oh, they're attempting. They haven't done it yet.
See, this is why I didn't want to have Chick do it, because he'd start doing this, what you're doing.
These are valid questions.
Very valid. You're right, Pat.
It says it right in the story.
WVEC.
Yeah, it seems like a TV station to me. Yeah. I bet it is.
Don't strain.
Bet you it is.
You try it, Josh. WVEC.
if it weren't for the E, we'd be the Viet Cong.
Right. I was so hoping you were going to go there.
There's no West Viet Cong.
Oh, I forgot. I don't worry. Ignore the W. Oh, okay. The fun is in the last three.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
WVEC reports 61-year-old Rodney Hahn and 67-year-old Dave Stevens will try to break the records for the longest time performing alternate waves of battling ropes.
What?
And this is, I told you it was confusing. And the most pull-ups in 24 hours.
Combined, or are they two
separate
records?
So they're not
records. Two separate records. The one you've seen, the rope thing where they go up and down.
Yeah, they go.
Looks like they're really mad at the rope.
Yeah.
Did you, you bastard?
I'm really mad at the rope. That's what he thought.
Mad at the rope stinks. I hate this.
Don't you ever change, okay?
Hahn previously held the 24-hour pull-up record of 8,000 pull-ups.
Oh, Man. Come on.
Wow.
You did it, sir. You're in shape, all right? Congratulations. You're done now.
Josh, I suppose if you were doing three pull-ups in 24 hours, they'd be due to incontinence.
What? I believe what he's saying. If I could jump in here, I think he's implying that you have an adult diaper.
Right.
Because you're incontinent.
They're known as pull-ups.
And they're known as pull-ups.
Exactly. Oh. That's what he's also implying that I couldn't do an actual pull-up. And
that's what I thought.
He is correct.
I don't know if I could or not.
There's no way I can.
I used to be able to do pull-ups pretty easily, but there's some freak.
I came in second at the Camp Hale Winter pull-up
contest. Of course you did.
Of course you did.
22.
And let me guess. It was...
22.
22 pull-ups.
The guy who came in first, he stole the competition from
me. No, he was better than me. I think
he's a very distinguished politician doctor now.
Yeah, of course.
Good friend of mine. But didn't you weigh 80 pounds when you were 17?
Exactly, Willie. It's a matter of physics.
Could you ever do one, Willie, when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, yeah, up until once you hit like 100 in elementary school, you're kind of done.
I couldn't do it.
Pull-ups are hard.
And girls had to do something that in our school was called the flex arm hang, where they would do one, is this a chin-up or a pull-up that I'm doing?
That's a pull-up.
And then they had to stay there. And time, and their arms would shake.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then that weird guy, from the theater teacher would stand underneath with his mirror shoes.
No.
That was my dad.
The theater teacher was not there.
He was in a different area of the gym. The theater teacher, for some reason, he was in there on scoliosis day, though. He was having a lot of fun on scoliosis day. Certified.
Dear crew, my wife and I are watching on YouTube, and she just informed me that I needed to notify you gentlemen and Christy that she doesn't like either of Christy's shirt, her top, or Josh's top.
Oh, why?
Well,
so this poor bastard is walking through where his wife is watching the show, and the wife looks back at him and goes, "You need to tell them."
Well, I believe that Josh recorded his comments earlier.
Well, all right, the bitch has spoken. Relax, bitch. That's how it is.
According to this guy, with every pot, you never. Oh.
Christy, you're leaving?
Yeah.
See ya, bitch.
Had enough?
Yeah.
This is not a good shirt for television. Being an old technical director, I know it plays havoc with cameras.
Looks very nice.
It's just black and white checks, but it's not a good...
Tiny little checks. It's very nice.
I knew when I purchased this.
I love that shirt and
wear it. I know it's not for everybody, but...
Not everyone likes the color of the color of vomit.
Oh. The color of vomit.
Jeez, what
could be diarrhea.
Why do you hate brown so much?
I find it to be fairly...
I have one of these sweaters in brown, and I'm standing there this morning. This is how you get in all of our heads.
Every morning is a
struggle. Do you care?
Yep.
Yeah, and I go, you know what? I'd like to wear the brown one, but it would be 2 hours of hell.
No!
So,
don't
no,
let him.
I'm sorry.
Do right. not let that happen.
Ship has sailed.
Do
you know how much of my time each bi-weekly is spent with my therapist on... Do you have any idea? And I got a lot of weird stuff going on.
Maybe you should go weekly.
You know, I've looked at that. It's not as high as Willie, I'm sure. But
it's weekly, and I'm okay with it because he does pay for the therapy. So it's fine. Good. I got to talk about him all I need to.
He should pay for hours, too.
Wait a minute.
Truly.
I went to an event, and there was a guy there. that I sort of know, who has just more money than anybody on earth. It's just, the guy's loaded. And he was wearing, obviously, a very well-tailored, incredibly expensive suit. And it was the color of light diarrhea. It just looked awful. You would look better in a pair of jeans.
To you, it looked awful.
No, to anybody, it looked awful.
No, I'm sure it didn't look awful to him.
No,
you know, he enjoyed it, wearing it.
No, some designer somewhere was going, this is the summer of light brown.
You know, for you being so critical of other people's clothes, it's not like you look great, right? You're wearing the same outfit every day.
That's right. It's simple, uniform, practical, black shirt.
Einstein did that.
Steve Jobs did. There are a lot of Zuckerberg does.
They're all geniuses.
They're all dead now.
And they didn't make fun of other people's outfits constantly. Just live and let live.
No, they absolutely were focused on other things.
Exactly. You dress simply so you have more time to criticize other people.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying, this woman is correct.
Oh, you don't like it either. That's
okay. You don't like our shirts. All
I don't dress for...
Anyway, this guy wraps up with...
anybody but me.
After 31 years of marriage, I just do what I'm told.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy. From Tom lives in Lowell.
He's been beaten down. And you should just dress for yourself.
Yeah, I don't.
I dress for me. I undress for women.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that they didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
And that lady in the produce department got all pissy.
I don't know why.
People at Denny's got upset.
I see this when I see Pat, if I imagine him naked, which doesn't happen very often, but I see him coming at me with his tongue out a little bit.
Like an old man trying to fix his eyeglasses.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.